We know we're not the only one here. We have hundreds gathered with us around the country for these sea training. It's probably got pastors who have their churches who couldn't be here, like these boys are blessed enough to be close here. They can get here, but they got people all over the world. I don't know anyone. I think I'm the only one I know of. The Lord called me to see training. In the revelation of money cometh, this happened. It just happened in the spirit world and has not stopped for over 15 years. And so when the Lord is unraveling something, he bring forth this revelation of money cometh conferences, and then he seed training. I think this is outstanding. And the Lord keep giving revelation after revelation after revelation on the seed, because the whole kingdom structure, or the whole kingdom function, or the whole kingdom flow is based on understanding the seed. Jesus Christ himself is a seed. The word of God is a seed. It's a mystery we're going to deal with. It's a mystery aspect, all right, boy. It's a mystery aspect. And I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Come on, give yourself a hand. Thank you. And let's also give the internet audience a hand. Come on. People who are here, all right, Yvonne. All right. People who are here, you who are here, pastor from Biloxi, I think Biloxi you said, right? People who are here are serious. Are serious about their inheritance. Absolutely nothing wrong with a person. I see the lawyer standing back. There's nothing wrong with a person learning their rights. And then if you know your rights, you can go to court. And you can win your case if you know how to argue it. And so we're arguing the case of a seed. That a seed will stop debt in its track. And when you understand a seed, listen to me carefully, you can stop the enemy from stealing. And you can stop, I don't like paycheck to paycheck living. That is not right for the children in the kingdom of God. So tonight I'm going to take you some places that are going to be a blessing to you. You know, I know I train you, Word of Life Christian Center, I train you in taking strong notes, but sometimes it's good just to listen. Sometimes you get the table in or something later, but sometimes you need to let that word settle, because you're trying to write them notes so much and you miss something. We have trained people with this teaching and note thing, but sometimes a prophetical word don't lead a note. It goes down in your spirit, and so sometimes you need to when someone is ministering, you need to hear that instruction and pay attention to your hearing. I don't know if that pay attention to your hearing is very important. So, Father, we just thank you tonight that we recognize that you have given us the ability to be and that we know the paradigm shift as you want us to minister from heaven to earth. And so may the power funnel down to us tonight, that we may understand what you're saying to us in your word, and that we may the Holy Ghost may anoint this dying people, all who are here, to hear clearly about their inheritance. And as we train them in the sowing the seed, on sowing the seed, we thank you. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for eye openness, and we trust the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to say this subject in three or four different ways because you can turn to Matthew chapter 13. And then I want to show you something in Matthew 25. But I'm going to name this subject more than one way and then explain it more than one way. understanding seed stewardship mysteries. Understanding seed stewardship mysteries. Or you can write, understanding the mystery of seed stewardship. Or another way I looked at it, my tape people get one of these subjects, but another way I looked at it was knowing and acting on the mystery of seed stewardship, knowing and acting on the mystery of seed stewardship. I had a definition here I want to use here somewhere. I grabbed some notes when I left out of my office. And very carefully, the scripture we read going to clarify some things for us real clear. And so I want you to pay attention. Let's make sure we're on the same page about stewardship. Here we're talking about, we're talking about supernatural stewardship. You might want to know that. This is supernatural. See, when you work in a kingdom principle like we're working here with the word, as we begin to read the scripture, this is supernatural stewardship. It's supernatural. It's not regular, mundane, worldly, 2 plus 2 equals 4 stewardship. Okay. And, in a regular definition, is a person who manages another's property or financial affair. Yes, I want to make sure we're on the same page. One who administers anything as the agent of another or others. So we are agents. This supernatural Christian is the only one to have the right to function properly with a supernatural seed. What makes the seed supernatural is that God opens the supernatural world for you because you're his child. Now, the mystery is something not understood or beyond understanding, the natural understanding. In other words, mysteries need revelation. You agree with that? Mysteries need revelation. So that's why I won't be on the same page as we begin to look at certain scriptures here in Matthew 13. And I want to say one more thing to you before I go to the scripture. Matthew 13, chapter, verse 11 and 12. But I want to say one more thing to you. I want you to hear this well. I know this personally from personal experience. And there's two things that can rob you here: ignorance and arrogance. You're always between ignorance and arrogance. But in between there, you got to learn meekness and humbleness. Because ignorance, you don't know what belongs to you. Arrogance, you done got your hand on a little something, now nobody can talk with you. And so you're not going to be able to go to the next level because the Lord can't trust you. Arrogant people, he can't trust you. But knowing and acting on the mysteries, I don't want to make that plural, of seed stewardship. It's a stewardship. And I wrote, I came out of my prayer room, and I was passing through my secretary office, and the Lord spoke this to me when I left out the prayer room. And to add on to what I said, so I got to say it again. Knowing and acting on the mysteries of seed stewardship, are you listening? Yes, properly will make you rich. Wow. Properly, if you know that, if you ever catch a hold of this properly, it will make you rich. There's no doubt about it. It will make you rich. What I said? And you see, some people, that's almost like water going on a Christian, on a duck back for most Christians, because they don't understand why God wants you rich. They don't understand, and I don't have time to go into that. But yeah, in Matthew 13, you have your Bibles, and the 11 and 12 verse, it comes out of a teaching about seed and how Satan can steal your seed. Now, Jesus talking about a soul, sow a seed. But I see the inside of that, and I also see seed, how seeds are stolen in Matthew 13. If you read it, you'll find, you'll pick up some things of how the seed can be stolen. But when Jesus get down to this, these boys asking about this story in a parable, he said something here in Matthew 13, also repeat the same thing in Matthew 25 when there was some improper sowing. Or when there was one reneging on sowing, one who did not sow because of fear, one who thought they did not have enough to sow. I need what I have for something else. Dumb, 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 da-dum, dumb, dumb. You see, I need it for something else. Now, you're finally going to have to break to the point where you get anointed enough to, you have to let the Holy Spirit anoint you enough in revelation of God's word that you're going to sow no matter what's the flow. You'll get to a point in your life, I know when I came to that point, that sowing became primary. In my life, I saw something. I didn't have it, but I knew it was there, and I knew God wouldn't lie to me. So if I stayed consistent in obeying him with seed he gave me, you can't pay bills with seeds. Seeds are made to sow. And the Lord mess around and give you some seed money and you're going to go pay your bills with it or buy you something else. No, pay attention. What the Lord is doing with you. So here, Jesus explained this parable, and I call it a kingdom parable, the way the kingdom worked. And he said this in the 11th verse, Matthew 13 and 11. After he had taught about the sower, so is the word, sower, so is the seed, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries, see that, of the kingdom of heaven. It's given to you to know. And he said, now to religious folk, they're not going to get it. Traditional folk are not going to get it. He said, but to them it is not given. And this can run parallel with a lot of people who don't want to pay attention, who don't want to listen. But then he goes off and said, why would he say this in the 12th verse? Now, the 12th verse bring heavy, heavy weight on the 11th verse. It's something that I must know in this 11th verse because this 12th verse is turning me on. You see the 12th verse? See, but you cannot have the 12th verse without the 11th verse. And I believe it's a whole lesson on the financial program of God is the best way I can say it. It's about the seed.
Yes, sir.
It's about the seed. It's about the seed.
Absolutely.
It's about the seed.
Right.
You have to have something to compare something to, you know.
Yeah, right, right.
And so I understand. I understand when he's talking about the word as a seed, I can take that same principle and put it on a money seed. Now, when you get real spiritual, you're not going to do that. Because, you know, you're all deep in everything, you know. Deeply broke. Now he goes and says, for who's in the 12th verse, look what he said. For whosoever hath. Have what? Whosoever has a revelation of the mysteries that I'm talking about. If you have that revelation of that mystery, you're going to trust me no matter how it looks. Because seed sowing takes faith. You have to believe God. You have to believe God. Now watch what he says. Watch what he says. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall have more, what?
Abundance.
How many of y'all like more abundance? Underline that, more abundance. How many of y'all like more abundance? You know what a more abundant life could do for you? Wow. Oh, Jesus. A more abundant life is the washing machine break down and you don't feel like getting it fixed, you just buy another one. Because mama won't wash tonight. The man said it's going to take 4 days to fix it. We ain't got time for this. Nobody got time for this. I want you to underline more abundance because this more abundance is kindred to what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundant. Oh, there it is right here. So the reason that most Christians can't enjoy the most abundant life, they don't understand it comes through the seed. So if you flip that, flip the John 10:10, go back. Because if the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy, all right? So you cannot look at me. Turn and look. And you will not from this night forward let Satan steal another seed. Don't let him steal another seed because, you see, the only way he can stop you is through ignorant, arrogant, steal your seed.
Yeah.
Ignorance, arrogance, steal your seed. Do not let Satan steal another seed from you. Because when he steals seed, he is stealing the other end of verse 10.
Yeah, come on, Dad. All right. Yes, sir. That's right. Your abundance.
Your seed, sowing your seed, is the Lord's way for you to override this system.
Yes, sir.
That's why he don't want us to know that. You see what the verse said? The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Huh? He is killing our finances. He is destroying our finances by stealing the seed. He has us, he have a lot of us working and depending on the system down here when we can be on God's system. Are you following me? We can be on God's system. So the way Satan been stealing from me, he's been stealing my seed. Because if he can't get my seed, I got this scripture said, if I got my seed intact, I'm headed to more abundance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care what nobody said.
No doubt about
it. I don't care. You're headed to more abundance. You see what he said? See, I see this on the spot. I see this on the spot now. See, we never, I don't think we haven't related more abundance with a seed. And we have not known how to stop Satan from stopping us of going to the more abundant life.
Yes,
but tonight we're finding out.
Yes,
the more abundant life is in the seed. Say it. Say it. Now stop kidding yourself. It's not in education. It's not in overtime. It's not in two jobs. It's not in how long you work. This more abundant life is a supernatural abundance. And it comes through a supernatural mean. That supernatural mean, the reason is a mystery. Satan cannot understand the seed. Satan think when you're sowing a seed, you lose it. And he's talking to you and make you think you're losing. And that's why you're not sowing. You think, well, I'm giving something away. You never giving nothing away. When you sowing a seed as God has led you to sow, God is obligated. The seed looks so insignificant.
Yeah.
Especially if you got bills.
Come on.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Come on, I'm going to try to get somewhere tonight. I'm going to try to get somewhere. You see, you understand in seed stewardship mystery. That's what we're dealing with. You may be seated. Let's understand this thing now. Watch. Let's go back to our text in Matthew 13 because I got to go to the 25th chapter. Look at Matthew 13 now. I want to read again the 11th verse because we got to get this thing tonight. We got to get it. Now the Bible, the whole Bible is in John 10:10. You're either going to be stolen from or you're going to show off. Yeah, y'all don't like that, do you? You're either going to be stolen from or you're going to be a show off for God. You know what I mean by a show off for God? Letting God bless you like he want to bless you. And don't care what nobody think about it. Just enjoy yourself. All these old religious spirit, they get all nervous and people get blessed. You better go set yourself down somewhere. Ain't nobody got no time for this. Go sit down. I smell barbecue. Ain't nobody. Set yourself down. You're going to be out your mind. He answered and said unto them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, mysteries of the kingdom, mysteries of the kingdom, mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But look what he said then. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that. That is right there. That's John 10:10. Come on. Clap your hand. Come on. That's John 10:10. That is right there. That is. That's how he's been getting me. Right there. He's been cutting me off from the abundant life with the seed.
Wow. That's it.
Wow. Right there. And tonight, I'm taking my path back to the abundant life. Yes, I know it's not by work. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by his spirit. It's easy to live the abundant life if you follow God's instruction. Are you listening to me? Don't be afraid. Let's look at this man in Matthew 20. Let's go back to 25. See, fear. Fear. See, there's a fearful route you have to travel with a seed. You got to get to a point where you're sowing and they come and get the car. You're sowing, but you know they're coming at your car. Come on, get it. I'm going to sow. I'm a soaring hitchhike. Because after a while, I'm going to get a car you can't come get. You see what I'm saying? Paid in full. I wish somebody would come in my driveway. I got a bunch of cars, all kind of cars. Come on. I come to I know you got the wrong address. See, now we're catching the thief. Now watch this man with the one talent in Matthew 25. The other two boys made it all right. They were given the amount according to how they had qualified.
Yes, sir.
5, 2, and 1. The 5 and 2 still working the system.
Yeah.
This one boy, I'm going to locate some people up in here tonight and watch him by internet.
Yeah.
You might be this one fella.
Yeah.
See? Because I feel some brokenness in here. And you have no business being broke. And you come to these classes, you will not be broke if you follow instruction. Sow the seed. But I want your money. You ain't got enough money to want. I'll be letting these people use me. Yeah, they're giving me something. I said, get on with me out. I ain't got time to talk to you. Talk to you about no $50. You sold $50. Won't talk to me all day. I ain't got time. I got to go. I'm just letting you use me. All right, call me. You got $10. I'm gonna talk. I ain't got time to talk. Bring the $10 and drop it off. I got to go. All right, now Matthew 25. We need to look at this because it's important for everybody under the sound of my voice to understand these two chapters connects. And it's still talking about the mystery of a seed. One thing about the seed, you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit remove you from fear.
Yes, sir.
Fear that somebody wants your money.
Yeah. Come on, sir. Come on.
Fear that you're giving that man or that woman your money.
Yeah.
Fear with all these mouthy folks talking about the plan that God is working through this revelation.
Yeah.
Fear you can't listen to all that.
Right.
They broke. Let me try to teach. I'm going to try to teach you more principles. Now. I get happy. And it's just this thing. All right, Matthew 25. Look at verse 24 now. I want you to see this. Then he which had received the one talent. You with me?
Yes.
Cameron said, Lord. See, just saying Lord is not good enough. See, Lord.
Yeah.
Whole lot of people saying Lord. Lord is not good enough. You need Lord nothing. You need to sow a seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Lord, this me. You know I love you. Yeah, where you see it at?
Yeah.
See, my fight, God, wait a minute. God wants you to know, my financial system works by sowing seed.
Yes.
Not by prayer. Don't be come praying to me tomorrow. I need some help. Where's that seed I gave you?
Right.
See, because we quick to pray.
Right.
Yeah, because we ain't got to sow nothing. We quick to waste God's time praying by our financial situation without sowing our seed. We just wasting your time, God's time too, because it works by sowing, not by praying. We walk by seed, not by sight. So this guy in here, then he was had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that, no, you don't know him, that thou art hard man, that's a lie. Reaping where you had not sown, that's another lie. And gathering what I have not stored, that's another lie. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. How much you got in the savings?
Come on.
My goodness. Wow.
How much interest they paying you on it? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? See, people got a little saving. Some people got a little saving, and you try to teach them like this. They said, you know, they got a little saving, got about $20,000.
Yeah.
Somebody said, she. I've got to get the fear out. 25th verse. We got to get the fear out about sowing. One of the mystery of sowing is having confidence in what he said. God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. I believe that. How many of y'all believe that? You see, you got to believe that beyond sowing time. Beyond singing in the choir. You got to believe that for everything God said. That's the only way you're going to get out of this financial crisis and this financial famine, this financial bondage that this world is in now. It ain't bothering me. They can say what they want. They don't bother me. I know too much.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear the breath of y'all.
Yes, sir.
And so he's lying on God. He's scared of God. He said, verse 25, and I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth, and lo, there thou hast that is thine. Lord, say, Lord don't want that. The Lord answered to him, thou wicked. He called him wicked. He called him wicked for not sowing.
Yeah, come on, man. Wow. Yes, sir.
Thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not straw. Thou ought to, therefore, have to put my money to the, we know we're talking about money, right?
Yeah.
To the exchanges. And then at my coming, I should have received my own with earth. Now watch it, verse 28. When I was a Baptist boy preacher, I read this. I said, man, the Lord is hard. What he said? Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents.
Wow.
Somebody going to get your money?
Yeah. Right here.
Somebody been getting your money?
Right here.
Yeah, he is right there. Somebody going to get your money?
Yes, sir.
Don't even seem fair, did it? Take. For now, he said it again in verse 29, what we read in Matthew 11. Here he said again. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. That is again. That's what we read in Matthew 13:12, isn't it? But and at both times it's talking about a category of sowing. If you can see it, it's somewhat of giving or sowing or doing something with money as the Lord expects you to do. My goodness. Then he said, for unto everyone that has shall he be given and he shall have more abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he had. And then he said in the 30th verse, man, look what he said in the 30th verse. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I tell you, boy, when you're broke, that's a lot of weeping and gnashing. Turn with me now to Luke 16. And let me give you a few points that you can write in your notes now if you want. Seed sowing is a kingdom of God's mystery. Got that? Seed sowing is a kingdom of God's mystery. That's fair, Lana. Come out your pocket. Come out your pocket. Oh. Seed sowing is a kingdom of God's mystery. Because what I want to show you in Luke 16. Luke 16. I don't need you saying praise the Lord, hallelujah, nothing yet tonight. You need to get your seed out. I ain't mean, see, because we get all spiritual. And we praise the Lord, hallelujah, and don't do nothing. Yeah. Right. Yes, sir. If you want to get happy, say something, holler, seed.
Seed.
Yeah, that's going to be our praise tonight.
So.
And they have all these financial seminars and all that, and everybody come out broke. You see them next year, they're still broke. I don't want that to happen here. See? So if you get the feeling good and you feel the spirit, say, see! All right. I'm going to see how many going to do that. Get quick to holler, hallelujah! Now here in Luke 16, you have to deduce the fact that if there's an unjust steward, to have an unjust steward is possibility. You got to derive from having a just steward. And in this lesson on this unjust steward, by the law, when I was in Bible college, the flip-flop law. If you look it to the other side, there's a lesson. Matter of fact, Jesus said, look in the 8th verse. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
The unjust steward worked his system like it's supposed to be worked.
Yeah.
If the children of light, you listening? Will work their system like it should be worked. Listen to me. You will be untouchable financially. The Lord has made it possible for his children. Oh, y'all ain't getting this, man. God had, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know, you've been broke so long, you don't even look up. God, through the mystery of a seed, revelation of his children, if they function and flow with that revelation from heaven to earth, will put them in a financial position that this world system cannot touch them, deny them, or stop them from any good thing that is of. Anybody want any of that? There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Now you got to do something with it though. So. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, by internet, some of y'all might not know me. I'm already a multimillionaire. I don't want your money. You got to know this came with the revelation. I already got it. What I'm preaching about, I already got it. Everything paid for. Where you sitting at, it's paid for. What you want, everything paid for. My house, my cars, my suits, my shoes, my diamonds. Everything paid for. God paid for it. Give God the glory. See. So. Come on, let me work with it. Let me give you some more. So I want to take this. You saw the 8th verse. And in the 9th verse, we were in Las Vegas, and the Lord gave my wife the revelation of this voice. It's a good revelation. Where you say, talking about make friend with mammon. Take mammon and make friend with this world. In other words, make them do what you need them to do. If you tip right, the waiter will leave the other table undone until you have your drink. If I ever walk in a restaurant and your table next to mine, you in trouble. Unless you're going to do something. See? So, all right. Now, let me take this in Luke 16. Let's look at the first two verses. And then I'm going to make a statement that will help us. And he said also unto his disciple, there was a certain rich man which had a what? And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his good. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Now watch this statement. You need to underline this statement. Give an account of thy stewardship. Give an account of thy stewardship. Come on, say that. Give an account. God feel the same way. Give an account of thy stewardship. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Give an account of thy stewardship. You need to underline that. Then the next statement, my goodness, in the second verse, the last statement. For thou mayest be no longer steward. Thank God for grace. Thank God grace is in place, right? So, stewards must give an account of their stewardship. Yes, sir. That's the point I want you to see there. And then in verse 3, I'm just using some things of this unjust steward to train just stewards, all right? Yes. In verse 3 we read, then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I cannot dig to beg. I'm ashamed. Here's what I wrote from that verse. I wrote two things from that verse. Stewardship comes from within, not from without.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's good.
It's not so much. Now, I might sound contradictory, but I want you to hear this. It's not so much the seed by itself, but it's the revelation and the connection. And the anointing that I have from God on the inside about this seed. See, you will never overcome the fear from the outside. See, it's from within. You got to get this thing on the inside. You got to get this seed sown further than your pocketbook. Further than how much you make a week. You got to get that on the inside, and you know it as a revelation from God that no matter, I'm going to sow whether I get anything back or not.
Yes,
I made my life, I'm going to sow for a lifetime. See, when you have that tenacity and that boldness, Satan can't stop you and your ugly neighbor. And some of your kinfolk come telling you, you start getting that man all your money, getting that woman all your money. You ain't all your money. How you going to get all your money and you riding in a car?
Come on, man. Yeah.
But see, that's Satan's way to steal from you.
Right, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
This girl been with me many years. I mean 25, 30 years. She walked up here the other day. I misunderstood her. I thought she was saying she was making a play. But they got the comment by there, the $25,000 was in the envelope. See?
She ain't had that, but she been hanging around me a long time. Single woman. Now what you think she's going to get back? No, she ain't get no seed back. Harvest. All right, now, seed must be, seed stewardship, this type of stewardship, must come from within, not from without. Otherwise, and no man, and see, I need to deal with this. See, you all been raped on TV, for sure. They got some TV rapers. And they always get an idea of 70 or 80 people sending this, sending that. Now, all of that, somebody might get it sometime, but it sounds too rhythmatic to me. They all got the same rhythm. I don't believe that. You know why? Y'all been sending and ain't got it yet. They got some of my money just for PTL shutdown. I said, shoot, man, I sold my money. You know, if I'd have been more wise, I'd have heard God clear. It wasn't God. God, it wasn't God, that was me. I got happy and said that money. It was God, I got my money back. God. Just sound good, man. I was feeling good. Hey, yeah, that's good. All right. Another thing I want to draw from that third verse, and I want you to see this clearly. Refuse to let your stewardship be stolen by the devil. I'm in verse 3. Refuse to let your stewardship, you know what he said, for my Lord, take it away from me, the stewardship. Refuse to let your stewardship be taken away by the devil. Verse 4. I'm not going to even read it, but I'm going to give you this point. Resolve, or it's come to a conclusion, what you're going to do before you put out of your stewardship. And you hustle all through your life. Some people hustle all through life. Hustle, working, 95 years old, still working. Not because they want to work, because they got to work. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. So we are the stewards of the mystery of the seed. Let me show you something. I want to show you something. The Lord just brought it to my attention. And I want to show you something. This was a marvelous revelation to me. And I still don't understand it till this day. And I'll make a statement and I'll show you something. Turn to 1 Corinthians with me first. Turn to 1 Corinthians. First, I told you 1 Corinthians, but I want you to look at the second chapter. We're going to the fourth chapter, but I want you to look at the second chapter. Because I'm about to say something here. Seed sowing is a mystery. You listening? Therefore, the enemy cannot stop it. He don't have the revelation of the mystery. You got it? Seed sowing is a mystery. Therefore, the enemy cannot stop it. He cannot stop the seed. He cannot stop the harvest from coming in. It's a mystery. He don't understand it. Now, in second... Good God of my, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. I'm going to make another statement to clarify this more in a minute. But it says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, what you trying to say there? What I'm saying is that the crucifixion was such a mystery. Satan didn't know he was crucifying himself. Now, the same mystery that the cross carried the seed carrier.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Dad.
And when Satan see you sowing, not knowing, behind every crucified seed,
yeah,
the resurrection boy, yes, the resurrection.
Yes,
see, and so he know you have bills,
yep,
and he see you walking up these steps,
yeah,
and he think,
yes,
you making a mistake,
yeah,
but you're getting yourself out of his jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, if you're willing,
yeah,
and obedient with the Bible.
Come on.
See. So, all right, now watch this. Watch this. Go back. I need to go ahead of myself. John 12:24. I need to go there because you got so much time in one night. Little boy come to the table. You know, I take my wife out. He come to the table and say, you got a T-bone steak, $39. Then he said, and this year, $44. This year, $25. And he said, sir, you don't understand. I got to make these announcements. Some of these people go crazy after I bring the food to them. I ain't want that. You should have told me. You need to be eating at another restaurant. That's what you need to be doing. So you don't know what we go through with these people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's too high.
Yeah. Wow.
John 12:24. The seed and the harvest is the resurrection, a revelation, and a manifestation. I want you to understand that. He said, very, very soon to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now, how can I sow a seed? How can I let a seed die? Well, you have the purpose in your heart, and you have to sow it and turn it loose.
Yes, sir.
And
right.
Definitely don't sow a cheap seed.
Right.
Sow a seed to the man and look for the man to do something for you.
Come on, Dad. Right. Come
That's
on.
A cheap seed. That's a cheap
right,
shot.
Right, right.
Sow the seed and get out the way.
Get out the way. Yes, sir.
Trust God.
Yes, sir.
Go to 1 Corinthians 4. I got 13 more minutes. 1 Corinthians 4. We're dealing with this seed mystery. Say this, I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Because
I understand
the power
of a seed. I will never.
Never
underestimate
the
power
of a
seed.
Another day
in my life.
When God
give me a seed
and
tell me where to sow it,
I will sow it
and trust God.
Seed.
All right. Come on to Corinthians here. Go to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 4. The male lady is so happy when she come by my house. You know why? She delivering happy mail. She ain't delivering a bunch of bills. She just be waving them and blowing. Bum, bum. I be sitting out down the tree. She ain't got one bill to deliver at my house. Yeah, she lag around. Then I caught up with her one day. I said, let me give you something. And I think I give her $100. She said,
I get happy mail. You remember? I remember the time you didn't want to go to the mailbox. Mailbox? I ain't got no mailbox. Look at the person. Tell them you're on your way. Tell them. All God's children can do this. Say it again. And I'm a child of God. So, all right. Now watch this very carefully, because he's talking about the mystery of the gospel, but seed time and harvest is a mystery of the gospel. He said, let a man sow first one. He says, so let a man sow account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now the second verse is very important. It said, moreover, it is required in stewards. A man be found what?
Faithful.
Just be faithful in your sowing. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. And you'll come out on the other end in victory. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you make an hour. I don't care how educated or uneducated you are. This is from God. Are you listening to me? All right, let me show you something. In Mark 10, that rich young ruler, he could have become richer and could have got eternal life. Could have got the 100-fold return. But turn that quickly. Because I'm going to show you another man you don't know about. Nobody talk about him, but I'm going to talk about him tonight. Because he's going to bring us some revelation tonight. All right, in Mark 10, you know, you got this rich young ruler, and he probably got his money some other kind of way, and the Lord tried to deal with him. He talking about how much he loved the Lord and all that, and the Lord said, well, prove it if you love me then.
Right.
See, you know what Jesus said at church, huh? Jesus don't sit with the choir, you know. You know Jesus, Mark 12, you know what Jesus said at? Jesus watched that money. Because some of these people with a good voice can lie. I love you, Lord. In Mark 10, I just want to look at one or two verses. Verse 21 here. I don't have time to read the whole story. Anybody got time to read the whole thing tonight? Mark, you read it yourself. Mark 10:21. Come on, you ready? Then Jesus, beholding him, loves him and said to him, one thing thou like it. Wow, the Holy Ghost just spoke to me now. I said, the Holy Ghost just spoke to me now. If you hear this, you're out. If you hear this, you're out. You listen to me? When I read that, one thing that I like, and I don't know how many times I read that. You don't have no more than one lack. That lack is sowing properly. That's the only lack you got. All the rest of them lack came from that lack. Any lack, any financial lack you have, it came from that one lack.
Come on. Yes, sir.
One thing that I lack is. So you don't have to go look for no 15 things or how I'm going to straighten this out. You don't have to go nowhere. You lack one thing. It's not because you made a mistake with that other check. It's not because you borrowed too much too early. You lack one thing. All your other lacks, if you straighten that one lack out, all other lacks will salute you and tell you goodbye. How I know? No, not the Bible told me so. I worked it. When I got over that one lack, all the other lack packed their bag and left my house.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So here you said, I don't have enough for my electric bill. I don't have enough to pay my house. All those lack came from one lack.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to go on vacation. That lack, I don't have enough to go. And some people shortcut their vacation. Got to stop at somewhere they didn't want to go.
Yeah.
One lack calls all lacks.
Yeah.
Boy, man, that's worth your trip right there. You don't have more than one lack. Lack of sowing.
Yeah.
Say, where am I going to get the seed for? Don't lie to me. Don't mess with me now.
Yeah.
Where you going to get the seed for? What the Bible say? 2 Corinthians 9:10. Who you give it to?
To the soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not to the eater.
Right.
Not to the one who trying to be big and little got them.
Yeah.
Buying them suits ahead of time. Buying them shoes ahead of time.
Yeah.
Buying them dresses ahead of time.
Yeah.
Buying that Lexus ahead of time.
Yeah.
Buying that BMW ahead of time.
Yeah.
Can't hardly keep insurance on it.
Yeah.
People got cars to leave at home.
Yeah.
Can't drive them.
Yeah.
Just look at them.
Yeah.
Sit down. I got a few more minutes. Sit down. One thing I lack is a seed.
Yeah.
When I get that seed to moving, that's it. All my other lacks. Listen to me. You heard what I said? Every other lack leave you when you get this lack straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Lack of sowing.
Yeah.
Quit all this light sowing.
Yeah.
And quit sowing on the same level all the time.
Yeah.
Strain. God dog it. Strain.
Yeah.
When you're picking up weight, you don't keep picking up 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Strain.
Yeah.
Pick something else up.
Yeah. Yes,
I've seen people sow, and it's like this year. I catch your hand, hold it. I said, hold it, baby, you're going to make it. Because
yeah.
It was on another level, you see.
Yeah.
Not only women, I'm seeing men. Hands shaking like this. I said, turn it. And some of them didn't want to try. I said, turn it loose. I'll jack it out. Turn it loose. Turn it loose.
Yeah.
Turn it loose, God dog it. Turn it loose. So, look, let me read this quickly. Because I got to read something else before I... Then Jesus behold him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, whatsoever thou hast, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Come, take up your cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he thought he had great possession. Because he don't have nothing. That's the law, you see. But my point is, many years ago, Crawford and I was preaching in Madison Square Garden, and we come to the revelation. The see given, most people see given as loss.
Yeah.
But you must get the revelation to see given as gain. Jesus says, more blessed to give than receive. The reason he said that is the giving caused the receiving.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes,
are you still here?
Yes,
all right, now, let me try to close here and show you something here. In Luke 19. Here's a man who came in contact with Jesus and instantly saw the mystery. He made contact with Jesus and saw the mystery of giving. Instantly. And I heard nobody preach on this man, but this man saw it. Because as soon as he got salvation, the man said, I got to get this money straight. Look at it. 19. Now look at Luke 19. Look at verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood. You know, and Jesus said, I'm going to be at your house. But in Zacchaeus got a chance to say something. Stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord. He didn't say, Lord, I'm going to serve you the balance of my days. He said, Lord, I know I got to get this money stuff straight. That is?
Yeah.
What he said? Look, Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor.
Right.
Plum opposite of the other old boy.
Right. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Here is what the Spirit of God said to me about that man. That man came to understand stewardship instantly when he got saved.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe just by giving back what he, if he misused somebody. No, I believe the man said, Jesus, yeah, let's get this money business straight.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do with my money.
Yes, sir.
There he is. Tell, freshly converted.
Yeah.
And why would the first thing he go to, he try to get money things straight?
Yeah. First thing.
I believe he got a revelation there instantly. I believe we all got the revelation and went to the church and they taught us out of it. Yeah. Talk us out of it.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Now, do you see what we're talking about tonight? Do you see knowing and acting on the mission of a seed stewardship properly will make you rich?
Yes, sir.
We got a revelation that you don't lack them on one thing. All other lacks come from one thing. Lacking understanding of the seed and sowing as the Lord direct you. Right? You got that right? All right, what else we came up with? What else we saw? What else we saw? Tell me something we saw. Stop sowing at the same level. It's fear.
Right.
Yes, sir.
It's bills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's creditors.
Right, right.
Who don't want you to get out. They ain't had no business lending you all that money. They know you ain't had that much money to pay back no way.
Yeah.
My wife and I, my credit was bad. We ain't had nowhere to live. I got married. We were broke. I was broke. I had no money when I got married. And so we stayed with my mom, and then finally we got a chance to get a trailer. And so we went up there, and the man said, your credit's so bad, sir. He said, you know, because I bought cars, and I ain't paying nobody. I was going out tonight. I wasn't paying nobody. And the man, we wanted this nice trailer, boy. It was nice, boy. And the man said, oh, no, sir, Mr. Thompson. The man said, then he called us back in and said, I'll work it out. So he signed for me. He wanted to sell it that bad. He signed for me. You know what happened? When I got through with it, I said, I don't want it no more. He signed for it. Come get it. He ain't had nobody to give me that. He knew I wasn't able to keep handling all that. He said, call him, tell him, come get it. I don't want it no more. Because, see, they let you get all this stuff, and they know you cannot pay for this stuff. So take your seed out of there.
Yeah.
Pay them later. You got to have seed to sow. You better listen to me. I see some of y'all don't like that. I don't care what you don't like. Telling them people not to pay their bill. All I'm telling you is, seed got to be sown.
Yeah.
Bill's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, God big enough to give you enough for seed and the bill. If you stop borrowing all that stuff, borrowing everything, you're just trying to impress somebody else. Seed sown is a mystery. Boy, you putting more time up on me? Seed sown is a mystery that the enemy cannot stop. Now, do you understand? I'm going to walk down here and talk to you a minute, then I'm going to close. Do you understand? I'm going to let you see my watch. You know, you don't understand, so you know I know what I'm talking about. Do you understand now that the only lack you have is a seed sowing lack? If you sow your seed properly, consistently, systematically, God is obligated to bring you out. There are going to be some nervous moments. There are going to be some moments you're going to sweat. I got some souls in here. There'll be some moment that it looked like nothing working, but you got to keep on sowing. You're doing this by faith. And you can't talk to everybody about sowing. Matter of fact, when it comes to the body of Christ, there's very few who know about sowing properly.
Yeah, right.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
You can't be afraid because you know why you can't be afraid? God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, you'll make it good. In everyday downtown Darrow vernacular, man, the thing worked. I'm a living proof. I got men and women in here to tell you. I'm a living proof. It works. Yeah, and you got to be around somebody who know what they're doing. You get around, you know, calling, you get around them guys who talk that talk, and they ain't hawk.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You got these guys talking about how much God moving, they've been doing it for 20 some years, and they ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Something wrong. There's something wrong, you know. You see what I'm saying? So, and then, ma'am, I have money. I don't hide it.
Right.
I got plenty of money. And I'm bragging on what God, what the seed did, see? But I tell people, I tell God people, I say, listen. Listen, I'm a wealthy man, and I'm real wealthy. I'm not hoping to be wealthy. I'm a wealthy man, and everything paid for. And you know, I drive two Rolls Royce. When my wife let me drive her, you know, see? Huh? And you know, my sons. You know how much that thing got to now? No, it's more than that now because I got some money in my briefcase. It's For Father's Day, is $663,000 they put in my hand. But I came from sowing, you see. I'm a sower. Now, I expect them in their generation, I expect them to get more than I get. Money just follow money. When you got money and you're not nervous, money just come. Money just keep on coming. Say it. Money just keep on coming. Say, money looking for me.
Money looking for me.
Y'all got to stop looking for money. Somebody let money. Y'all give money a chance to look for you.
Yeah.
When you sow properly, I got the clothes, but when you sow properly, and see, I don't hide nothing, Doc. What Biloxi man at, Pastor? See, I don't hide. Say, man, you told him you got 600. Yes. How do people going to know? How they going to know it worked? Now, what no non-sowing preacher can tell you got $663,000 in one time? Give me his name. And then, listen, I get letters all the time. People who, they got some testimonies in here I got to turn loose. In my church, people come into large money. And they brought the tithe. I was Wednesday night, man, just popped up and said, look, man, show me a check, a contract he got. He told me, son, he got him, he showed it to me. He said, look, man, I'm going to bring you $10,000 as soon as I cash this check.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, he come up and brought me a $10,000. God watched me one time and in there said, man, that man brought you $10,000 one time? I said, yeah, man, putting these, he said, man, we was watching the other night, a man come up with $10,000. That was for you? I said, yeah, that was for me. The whole 10? I said, yeah, the whole 10. I bless you tonight. You people of God, listen to me. I'm so far from being a false prophet because I don't know nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This apostolic anointing of finances is yours.
Yes, sir.
You're wise. You're out here. You're under this thing. You're under an anointing. You're not under information. But my pastor friend from Biloxi, you come, there's an impartation in this room. There's an anointing. God has anointed me with this message to the body of Christ. I love the body of Christ, and I want the body of Christ to be free. And the Father needs you to have some money because we got some work to do. This gospel got to be preached, and it takes money for this gospel to be preached. And God wants you to live a good life. Nobody ever tell you that, all this poverty stuff and talking about taking a vial of poverty. I ain't taking no vial of no poverty. I take a vial of wealth. Yes. You come to sow your seed. I receive. Yeah. From Daytona Beach. Yes, ma'am. I receive your seed. See. Then somebody from Donsonville, right across the river, couldn't make it. Man, good God Almighty. Lady from Biloxi. Man from Biloxi. She's from Daytona. Well, sit down. Get an envelope, sow some seed.
You know, see them people brought their birthday up here? I said, I want to know who give me for my birthday. For my membership, I want to know who remembers the pastor's birthday. So I asked him, put your name on it. I don't just send him no money. Put your name on it. So when I'm praying over it, I know how to pray. And so I got thousands and thousands of dollars came in from my birthday. So it ain't no much about the money. It's a principle. Anybody be announcing their birthday to you? You know. Yeah, it's okay. See, I don't need another preacher come in and tell my people, you know, you ought to remember your man. No, I tell them myself. I don't need nobody come here. No. I tell them myself. Don't be sending me no empty birthday card. I ain't read it. Yeah. I ain't reading it. I open it, ain't no money, and I shut it back. What? What? Well, I don't know. You better go get an envelope and put a name on it. Yes, ma'am. I receive. To our apostle. See, they had that already. They made it up when I said that. Everybody get an envelope. Let's sow for this seed training. Let's sow seed. Ain't no way to come no seed class. Right. Tomorrow. It's nice. He ain't even pick up all. No, you must be out your mind. You got to sow. Yes, sir. How am I training you and you don't sow nothing? Tomorrow. It's so nice. I like to go to that church. That's your problem now. No, sow a seed and put your name on it. Sound like I'm fussing, but I'm not cussing, so you'll be glad about it. I'm just trying to tell you. I want God people to get it. I want God people to get it, so I talk a little rough sometimes. I come right at you. I know you got a breakthrough waiting on you. And you got so many of these people talk against seed sowing, preachers and all that. They just talk against stuff. Yeah, they're mine. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive. Yes, sir, Doc. Doc, working with that jet plane. I think he, what is it, $100,000? Put on that thing. Was it $100,000? Was it $100,000? What y'all put on, $100? How much money you put on? I know White put $100,000. How much? Was $100,000? That was $100,000. He don't want to answer me. Keep walking. He don't look back. Huh?
This is for my birthday. This is for you. Happy late birthday.
You better put something on there. You don't have.
Yeah,
you ain't got.
Name is right.
Where the boy there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
This one. You got a new house, huh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Took money to get a new house. New house. See? All right. Well, that's it. You ready? Because you see, don't just see that the mouth ain't going to get it. I'm training you harder than anybody I've seen train people. I'm straight with you. I tell you how blessed I am. I tell you now, I had two coaches full of people come to my house, by my house. I let you come by my house. By my house. Like, by. And I went on one of the coaches. You know, I got on, I was on the Ohio coach, and I got on the Richmond, Virginia. No, I was on the Richmond, Virginia coach, and I got on the, they tell me that you can't call them buses, them big fancy things, you know. So I got on the Ohio coach. And it's full of people, and, you know, they was just glad to see me in front of my house, you know, in my guest house there, you know, and they're looking. And then one lady says, can we go inside? I said, no. No explanation, because I want to teach her a lesson. I didn't explain, ma'am. I said, no. I look her straight in the eye. Shouldn't ask that. I'm going to let them all go tramping through my house. My house is an invited house. I don't invite you, don't ask me nothing. Mm-hmm. You adding this to my birthday. Y'all already sent $1,000 to my house. Here's another $1,000. Yes, sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Lift it up. Lift it up. Father, over these precious people this night, we have been held back so long in the area of our inheritance of the abundant life of wealth, prosperity, and increase. Doctrine have been taught to us wrong on many phases about what you want us to have. You constantly say you give us the power to get wealth, our prosperity give you pleasure. You spoke to Father Abraham and told him that you'll bless him, bless those that bless him, and curse those that curse him, until all the families of the earth be blessed. These men and women was wise enough to come tonight to sit under this teaching on seed training. There are those by the internet. They have their seeds in their hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the grace that you placed on my life to teach this message, I release that grace upon these seed, upon these person. I release, Lord, debt cancellation supernaturally. I release needs being met, dreams coming to pass, desires being fulfilled. I bless every minister of the gospel, every brother or sister who walk in one of these graces, that their ministry and their people will increase like never before. I bless every business under the sound of my voice, that the business will grow like never before because of this anointing. I thank you tonight. Every household, in the name of Jesus, every need met and dreams fulfilled. I bless these seeds in Jesus' name. Amen. And believe that. Shout hallelujah now.
Hallelujah.
Hey, the usher's going to serve you. You got Mother Day, Leroy?
Yes, sir. September 14th.
Write this down. Sit down. September 14th, 6:45, right here. Seed training.